Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So, here you go. If you're wondering where all your time is going, the answer is people spend an average of 4 hours and 54 minutes on their phone a day.
Whoa.
So, close to 5 hours. This means a year, iPhone users are spending more than 74 days looking at their phone altogether.
It's a lot.
To be fair, as someone who looks at their phone a lot, I'm often doing other things while looking at my phone. I don't just stop and look at my phone, but I have this thing on my phone. Here, check it out, Amy. Look at this. So this is where it tells you what your phone usage is. And so for last week, I was on my phone per day, 5 hours and 50 minutes.
A day? With all your dancing and doing this show, when in the world do you find time to be on your phone?
When I'm watching video of me dancing back. We watch film all the time.
That's true. You do.
When it's shooting Instagram. It's a computer.
That's true.
I'm not using a laptop nowadays. I'm just on my phone all the time. Emails, but look at this. I'm down 13% from last week. Can you see that?
Ooh,
the arrow down?
Yeah.
I'm really making an effort to get better.
Do you want to be up or do you want to be down? Like, how do you feel about that number?
I feel like I use my phone from necessity.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back of Ubers all the time. And so what do? I get on my phone and listen to music. So, yeah, whatever. My weekly total from last week was 40 hours. Most use is Instagram. Texting is second. Twitter is third. And then my camera is fourth because I'm watching those videos back all the time.
Oh, wow. It breaks it down.
Yeah, hardcore. It's kind of weird. If I were Mr. iPhone and I was running the company, I wouldn't let people know this because then they'd stop. They'd try to use it less.
I mean, but is it stopping you? No.
Nah. I kind of want to beat last week's record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he's onto something. I'm going to get people more addicted.
Well, that's the deal. We're on our phones a lot. So tonight, by the way, I will be on Dancing with the Stars. And aside from the dance that I'm doing or anything else, you should all know that I'm juggling pumpkins at the first part of the show. And I may drop them and the whole opening act will just go dead if I do. And it's not taped. I have to juggle pumpkins this morning in the first act or tonight, whatever it is. When is it? When's that show? Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight. I'm so stressed about the pumpkins.
Oh, boy.
Because if I drop them, they fly everywhere and there's people dancing all around me.
You'll do fine.
Are they real pumpkins or are they like plastic pumpkins?
They're heavy plastic.
Okay.
I wish they were real because if they splattered, because I asked for real ones, one, they're heavier, and two, if they splatter, they just stop and splatter. These bounce.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'll be juggling tonight in the opening number on Dancing with the Stars, unless they decide to pull it, which I wouldn't be too opposed to, I'll be honest with you.
We'll be ready for that.
And then I dive into a pile of leaves in the opening number, and then I have to get up and jump into this already moving routine. They have me doing way too much for my skill set tonight.
So, and then do you know what order you're in tonight?
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I'm in the middle this time.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. They're going to bump you to the end.
They're not. Okay. I know for sure they're not. Because I was like, hey, I'm going at the end every time. And I don't know why they put people where. And so they're being nice enough and they're putting me in the middle.
Okay.
So tonight I'll be like right around the middle of the pack. So thankfully, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Outside of Indonesia, a plane carrying 188 people crashed into the water. The pilot was told to turn back to land before the plane vanished from the radar. In Powerball news, there were two winning tickets, Iowa and New York. They split the $687 million. And finally, congrats to the Boston Red Sox on winning the World Series.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, another week of the show. I'm so excited, and I love talking about country music history. And I have this nickname. What's my nickname, Eddie?
Country music's youngest historian.
That's right. On this day in country music, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day 35 years ago, 1983, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton have the number one country and pop song at the same time with Islands in the Stream. Here you go.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are.
Number one country and pop song. Now, it gets better. The song was written by Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Oh.
Here's the Bee Gees version of the song.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are.
almost passed on the song while recording it. At one point, he told the guy from the Bee Gees, I don't even like this song anymore. And then they put Dolly Parton on it, and the rest is history. Iconic hit. It reached number one on country and pop charts. It is the best-selling country duet of all time and was even covered by Luke Bryan and myself at Madison Square Garden. Oh, I guess more as in our show. Never mind. At Madison Square Garden.
I was like, wait,
here's
what?
Luke Bryan and myself singing Islands in the Stream.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I said I'd take you where I find to calm. I was lost inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer, darling, and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we got it.
Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All the love we feel needs no conversation. We can ride it together. Making love with each other.
That is totally weird.
Here we go.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other.
Making love with each other.
There you go. That's us. I was chasing a high harmony, though. You know?
Yeah.
That's not my normal voice.
I
try to chase a high harmony. Islands in the Stream. So there you go. On this day, 35 years ago, that was the number one hit.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So, Amy, your kids have fall break, which you didn't know about until it was time to have fall break.
Yeah.
Which is basically spring break. They get a whole week off.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, they got a whole week. And then the Friday before fall break was off, too, to prep for fall break.
Now there's Fall Festival, which is happening this week.
Yes. And you can pay $5 to get released to go to the party early.
What if you don't have $5?
That is my question. I am automatically thinking of, and then this is mainly because I know how you grew up and you brought it to my attention. And I know the economic situation at my kids' schools. And I'm like, you know, I just feel bad for kids that don't have the $5. And then they're stuck in class, but it's going to be obvious who had the $5 and who didn't, because the kids that paid the $5, they get to get up and leave and go to the party early, and the rest of the kids have to wait for the bell to ring. And then I'm like, what an odd concept anyways, like paying money. Like, why not earn it with, you know, homework points or stickers or something?
I would assume to pay for the party, but it's still a weird thing. Where some kids don't get to go because they can't afford the $5.
Yeah. Like,
do you know how many kids can't afford the $5?
No, I don't. I mean, I can try to find out. I don't know anything. In fact, I kind of even want to like call my daughter's teacher and be like, is this for real? Because I told y'all she'd been asking me for the $5, and she couldn't explain to me what for. And when she started to say to me, because, you know, she's learning English and sometimes our communication is a little off, but normally, I don't have an issue understanding what she's saying. And she legit told me she gets to leave early if she takes the $5. And I'm like, this just seems weird. But I mean, I checked and that's legit what it is. But I have not talked to her teacher about all the students that have paid or haven't paid. But I gave her the $5. So she's going to be able to leave. And then, yeah, I kind of want to see what's up with the other students.
She may just be buying chips.
I know,
isn't that her thing?
That's her thing, too. I know that's the thing. But no, I mean, this is real. We looked into it. The $5 is for the party. And legit, she gets to roll to the party early because of money.
And what's Fall Festival? It's just a party where they...
I don't know. There's apparently music and they might take pictures and I don't know.
Do you go?
Oh, I hope not.
Does she like it when you come to school?
No, I mean, sometimes I don't know. Stevenson does. She doesn't, but she's 11 going on 15. So
oof.
She's a little embarrassed. She did. I told you though, when she had that bully issue, she did love it when my husband went up there.
She did.
Yeah. You could see it in her eye that she was like, wow, this guy, that's my dad. He cares about me. Because he was mad. He was fired up. Went to the office. Saw the girl. When he saw the girl, he's like, what? That girl's like three times the size of my daughter. Like, he was ready to handle it, you know?
And so how did it get handled?
Oh, he just, I mean, he didn't say anything to the girl. But I mean, he
would.
What
if he would have, though? What if
he would have escalated? Well, Stashira started doing her homework, first of all. So that brought some of the bullying down, which is still that girl bullying Stashira in a way. But I was kind of glad she, you know, mediated the situation. And then that's when I told her, I said, Uncle Bobby used to charge people if he did homework. So that's a way you can make extra money. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what am I saying? Like, this is not a way to operate.
Yeah, it's not a way to operate.
I'm going to get her in trouble at school. So then I was like, never mind. Just kidding. Don't do that. And then, but I think the office and the teachers, like everybody got aware and it got handled. But if it happens again, I'm pretty sure my husband's going to go up there.
Pick a fight with the bully girl.
Yeah. Be like, yeah. What's up? Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan gifted John Party a bulldozer for opening his What Makes You Country tour.
I saw the picture. And the thing is, when you tour, if you're a major act, you buy your supporting act or acts a big end of tour gift. Because they make a lot of money, right? Like, Luke made millions. And you don't have to buy him a gift. And you especially don't have to buy him a bulldozer. And I saw that picture on John Party's Instagram. I was like, what? And John Party will use that thing, too. He's doing a bunch of work out of his house still. That guy's been working out of his house for like a year straight. Maybe longer than that. All right, what else? Morgan number two.
Chris Jansen shared a brand new song at a Chicago charity event. It's called Check. Here's a clip of it.
I made it this far on a three-chord song. Now I got the whole world singing along. To this country swagger, porter, wagger, blues, harp, and acoustic. Boom in a box, boom in the dock, steal it, build it, use it.
Oh, Chris Jansen. I love that guy. And I have something planned with him coming up soon that I can't wait to tell you guys about. Hopefully I get to tell you about that. But there you go. New music from Chris Jansen. Anything else, Morgan number two?
Dierks Bentley announced the 2019 Burning Man Tour with John Party and Tenille Townes.
Boy, John Party, you get all the free gifts. You get a tractor from Luke. Dierks going to send him out. What's he gonna get him? A shovel set?
A Maybe shovel set?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
A set of shovels.
Oh, for his bulldozer?
Yeah.
Bulldozer? Like,
yeah, you put him on the...
Dozer?
Yeah, put him on the front of the bulldozer. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A Middle Tennessee elementary school custodian who is deaf got a really special birthday surprise from the kindergarten students at the school. They all learned how to sign happy birthday. So for his 60th birthday, the teachers pulled the students together, brought Mr. James, the custodian, in, and they sang him happy birthday in sign language.
Wow. I saw the video. He walks in the class and is just shocked at what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put that up on our website, bobbybones.com. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Franklin, New Jersey. Get a load of this. A 68-year-old grandpa has been busted after he's been dumping dirty diapers throughout the city for the past year. He was stealing them from his grandson, and he thought it was funny to just kind of stick them on street corners. Here, a bag there, throw a dirty diaper there.
So, as a prankster yourself, what's funny about putting diapers on street corners?
The only funny thing I can see is if they're unwrapped. Like, if they're like open and you can actually see the bathroom stuff and it smells, that could be funny. But just throwing a wrapped up diaper, I don't get what's funny about it.
So, what happened? They arrested him?
Arrested him for littering, and it's kind of a stinky situation.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That was written in the article.
Yeah, I bet was Get a Load of This, too. I bet you stole. You probably stole everybody's everything when you read that article.
Get a Load of This was the opening line of the article, yeah. Okay.
So I think you should credit the article if you're doing it. If you're actually taking something, you have to credit the article.
Oh, man. Well, I got to look it up. I have that memorized. I went from memorization.
Okay, for now on, credit the article.
Okay, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Time now for our game, Amy versus Lunchbox. Oh! We play every Monday. Your champion is Lunchbox.
Aha! Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back. The champ is here.
It's a fresh start.
Yeah, this season, Lunchbox 1, Amy 0. Let's play! Here we go, question number one. For Amy, which NFL quarterback has been to the most Super Bowls? Now, I'm asking Amy questions that dudes probably know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking Lunchbox questions that the ladies will probably know. So, Amy, which NFL quarterback has been to the most Super Bowls?
Tom Brady.
She says Tom Brady.
I do.
That's correct.
Yes. He's been to like 70.
He's been to 8. Close. All right. Amy.
Yeah.
Do you know much about bowling?
Yes. My grandmother was the manager of a bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah. I used to spend my summers in Birmingham, Alabama at the bowling alley, and it was amazing.
What's the highest score you can get in bowling?
Shoot. I don't remember that, but 300.
She says 300. Show me 300. Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I was just joking with you. I knew.
Amy, question 3.
Yep.
A shuttlecock.
What?
Oh, boy.
Okay, what?
A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Do you know? Do y'all know this, guys?
Yeah, it's easy.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a sport.
Shuttlecock.
A shuttlecock. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if that's a move, like a Hail Mary, or a...
Watch it.
Like a ball or something, or like a puck.
Like a thing.
Oh, a shuttlecock. I don't even know. Golf.
Golf, she says. Incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal the point.
Yes,
shuttlecock is used in what sport?
If you ever watch this in the Olympics, they hit the crap out of that shuttlecock in badminton.
Badminton is correct.
Yep.
What is that?
It's a little birdie thing.
It's a little birdie
thing.
Oh,
that's the ball?
Oh, my gosh. And if you watch the Olympics, they are awesome.
Yes, that's true with every sport in the Olympics. Yes.
Well, okay.
Over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Revenge Body is the name of what celebrity's fitness show?
Revenge Body.
It's the name of a show. A celebrity has this. What's the name? Revenge Body, the name of what celebrity's fitness show?
Oh, definitely Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian is correct.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The newly married Princess Eugenie. Is it Eugenie or Eugenie? I mean, I don't know. That's why I took me a second to read it. The newly married Princess Eugenie. Eugenie, I don't know. Is what relation to Prince Harry?
Cousin.
Correct.
I have no idea who that is. That was just a guess. That was good. That felt good.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Look at
wow, you can't even clap for that one? That was just I mean, he couldn't even say the name and I got it right, okay?
Lunchbox, to sweep the category and be the champion, which former co-host of The View just announced her engagement?
She was on The View, and she got engaged. Who was on The View? Ah, oh, I know. Rosie O'Donnell.
Correct!
Yeah! Wow. Yeah!
He crushed it, folks.
Yeah!
Oh! He's good.
Amy looks saddle just cock. Disgusted. What? Excuse me? It's saddlecock? No, shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. That...
Whatever it's called is correct. Okay, Amy versus Lunchbox. Lunchbox takes a 2-0 lead this season. Man, this guy's like the Tom Brady of Amy versus Lunchbox. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Oh, okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you do this weekend, Amy?
Just hung out with the family, celebrated getting a dog, had a little doggy birthday. We gave her the birthday of Saturday, October 27th, because we don't know when her birthday is. So the kids really wanted to, you know, create a birthday for her. So now that's what it is. And I'll always remember it because it's one day before my sister's birthday.
So I saw on your Instagram story a bunch of people with party hats.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did I miss?
No,
and then
it was
your
like,
dog's Cara. Yeah.
And it was very quick and like last minute and like it was like not that big of a deal. But at the dog store right by my house, I went to go get a doggy bone and she goes, what are you doing? And I was like, well, my kids want to sing happy birthday to the dog and, you know, give her this day as her birthday. And she's like, oh, we have party hats for free. So she just gave them to me. I was like, okay, thanks. So it really wasn't that big of a deal, but it looked like it.
Next hour, we talk about the doggy llama.
Yeah.
Who is basically a dog whisperer that Amy hired to come to our house and train their dog. Which, don't say anything yet, because I kind of rolled my eyes at it. But unfairly, But we'll talk about that next hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, Doggy Llama there. Lunchbox, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was a great weekend. Just hung out with the family, you know. I did really nothing. I did some work, but that's about it.
Like work?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm always working. You guys don't give me credit, but I was working hard this weekend.
Oh.
Thinking about ideas for the show, like, how can I make this show better?
Bobby, your weekend? Dancing?
dancing?
There's a lot of dancing. I went to dinner after dancing like with... What?
I'm just sorry. I was already jumping the gun with who?
Well, so we had danced until like 7 p.m. And my partner, Sharna, has a couple friends, which I hadn't watched Dancing with the Stars a lot in the past. And so there was someone that used to work on the show named Peta, who is one of Sharna's really good friends who's not on this season. And her husband, Max, like Maxim, he used to be on the show too.
Uh-huh.
And so we went and had, and there were some other people that came, this Russian restaurant, because I guess Max is Russian.
Yeah.
So we went and had Russian food for about an hour. It's pretty good.
What? This is like such a cool experience for you.
I mean, it was just people hanging out.
But hanging out with people, one, exciting, new people, fun. Russian food.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think like Moscow mules. Everyone drinking.
What is that,
like,
a drink?
Vodka.
No, I did that. And then I signed books because I got lucky that one of the major book companies has ordered, or like, you know, bookstores. Ordered like so many more thousands of my last book. And so I just sat at home after practice on Saturday night and signed books the whole night. So I did that. What?
So people that buy them at the bookstore are going to get a signed copy?
Not all of them, but I probably signed 1,000 books.
Okay.
Through Saturday night. But that's what I did. And then yesterday we just rehearsed. I mean, just a lot of rehearsal. But that was the weekend for me. I'm in California right now. The time zone stuff's difficult for me. I'm 2 hours back from you guys. And like, I'm still living kind of on East Coast and Central Time while living in Pacific Time. So there's only, tonight I'm on Dancing with the Stars, then after this, only 3 more shows, 3 more weeks.
Oh, wow.
Golly.
If you make it that long.
Gone by so fast.
Yeah, well, for sure, too, because I'll have tonight and then the finale I have to come back for if I get voted out. But hopefully I don't get voted out. I showed Eddie my practice video from this week.
Ooh, it looks good. Looks good.
It's not very convincing, huh?
Yeah, you sold that a lot. Looks good, looks good.
I mean, the thing with these practice videos is, like, you know, obviously you're not done yet and you have more to work on, right? I mean, I liked what
right?
I saw.
He says, right?
That's the best practice video I've ever had.
It's good. It's good, and the routine's awesome. It's very smooth, but, you know, we talked about it. I think there are a couple things that you could probably do a little better.
My dance coach, Eddie. It's my favorite.
Dude, I'm all in on this show. Like, I love watching the show and breaking down the dances. And I talk to all sorts of people, like, all the time about it.
Like, who are you talking to about dancing?
Like, my hairdresser, Ash. Like, he was cutting my hair the other day, and he's watching it. And we're breaking down, like, different styles. Like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, Bobby's just, like, he's got, like, the tango was really good and everything he's doing.
I haven't done a tango yet.
Or the cha-cha, maybe, whatever. I don't know exactly what it is.
I thought you were an expert.
No. I just know. I watch feet, and the feet are moving together, and it looks smooth. I love it.
We're doing the Argentine tango tonight.
Oh, yes.
Whatever that is.
That's my favorite.
And we're doing it to this song here. It's Mr. Sandman, but a slow version. It's like Halloween night. Everybody's doing Halloween stories and stuff. And so, yeah, ours is pretty dark. Here, turn that up.
Bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
This sounds like something Amy would spend her money on. You can now do cow cuddling. It's the newest wellness trend.
Well, tell me more.
Well, if you're stressed,
yeah.
Mountain Home Farm in upstate New York is offering a cow cuddling session for $75. The farm also offers full experiences where you get to brush the cow, get to cuddle with the cow, talk to the cow. And they say animals have been proven to decrease stress in humans. And so you've heard about dogs for emotional support, right?
Yes.
But multiply that times 20 because how big a cow is. And so you come out and you cuddle with cows and you chill.
I was going to say, if it's a calf, like a baby cow, I'm in. Sign me up. Take all my money. I've been obsessed with calves for like a really, really, really long time. If I'm driving along and they're on the side of the road with their mama cows, I have to like slow down and stare at them.
I have so many friends back home in Arkansas that have cows that would just roll their eyes at this. They say cuddling up with a cow, feeling that lower heart rate and higher body temperature is very relaxing.
Mm.
The cows will pick up what's going on inside and sense if you're happy, sad, feel lost, anxious, excited, and they'll respond to that without judgment, ego, or agenda. The cows have no agenda, guys.
Is it? Are you laying down?
The session starts with a few breathing exercises.
Okay.
And then they call it the gathering tippy, and it takes you out of your head and into your body. It doesn't say what you do really with the cows. If you just hug it, I don't know. I don't know. But if you want to pay that money and you want to get the full experience, the 90-minute session costs $300.
Whoa!
Yeah,
but that's
a lot.
If you're really stressed. That's a lot of stress.
Oh, that is a lot of stress.
90-minute, $300. I mean, yeah, that's more expensive than therapy. But
I was reading this story about 50 Cent and Ja Rule, which, you know, they've been feuding for years and years. You know who 50 Cent is, right, Amy? You can find me in the club. Yeah.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah. You know who Ja Rule is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 50 Cent trolled Ja Rule and bought 200 tickets to his concert, the entire front row, and then had nobody sitting them. Just so,
what?
Just so the show would be empty.
That's still empty. How did 50 Cent just admit to it, or? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. People think I'm mean, so go see this. And he wrote on Instagram, $15. Wait, what I do now? And then he bought a bunch of them on Groupon because Ja Rule's tickets were on Groupon. He said, I just bought 200 seats in the front so they can be empty. LOL. They've been fighting for over a decade.
That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But at the same time, why not buy the tickets? Because he still gets the money, right, now that he sold the tickets?
Yeah, but it's funny that nobody's sitting there.
That's so great.
This is what happens. An artist gets paid anyway. It's a guarantee.
Oh, okay.
So a promoter, who's the one who takes the show and the responsibility of the show, has to rent the venue, pay the artist, and what happens is the promoter wants to make more than he's spending. So Ja Rule's guaranteed X amount of dollars to show up. So it's all the same to him.
That is great. He shows up and there's no one there and he still has to perform, right?
Yeah, he has to perform. That's part of it. That's right.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, you just dealt with a bullying situation with your daughter, right?
Yeah, and my husband had to go up to the school.
Yeah, that's what happened here. So this dad goes up to the school because his son was being bullied. And he goes up and they call both of the kids in, his son and the other kid. And the other kid, the bully, stole his son's phone. Turns out the bully was homeless and he no longer had a phone or a cell phone. That's why he ended up taking his phone. So the school suspended him. One day after he got suspended, the dad goes up and takes him out and takes the bully out, buys him clothes and buys him a phone and wanted to show him that, you know, every war isn't won with your hands. There's no reason to fight back. And if you actually get in and try to figure out what the problem is all about and how you can help solve it. And so that's what they did. Weeks later, Jordan and his former bully are friends. And the kid's, I think, living with somebody else now, too, right now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, right? Kind of a complex story where you think it's one thing and you go and you realize there's something else under the surface that's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really thoughtful of that dad to dig a little deeper and not just be like, you were rude to my kid. I mean, there's always a reason why kids are being that way.
Even adults.
Yeah, even adults, yeah.
If somebody's angry or mean, it's usually because, you know, there's a hurt inside of them or they wouldn't be acting that way. So there you go. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Amy, what do you want to say over there?
I want to discuss your personal life.
Yeah.
We're all kind of talking about it, so we just need to know.
Well, I'd like to do the morning corny, so it's
what
that
if
time.
What if we were like a stalemate?
Ooh.
Well, then I win. I'm running the show.
So
I'm pushing the buttons over here.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Although it's very much the Amy show. First, we'll do the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What did the boy say when he saw the cemetery covered in snow?
What did the boy say when he saw the cemetery covered in snow?
I see dead people.
I see dead people.
I like it.
Yeah.
I see dead people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Finally. Gosh, I think I got like 3 or 5 crickets in a row or something.
3 or 5.
You're on that cricket streak?
Yes.
All right, the cricket streak is over, and that is your morning corny. There you go.
That was the morning corny.
Amy, let me say this, though, because I know you're just itching to say something right now. And you're itching to ask a question.
Yes.
But let me say this. I have something I want to say about whatever I've been doing and dating. Is that I didn't want to not tell our listeners that I was dating somebody a little bit. But I didn't feel comfortable putting it out there who it was. Not for me, but for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is kind.
But I didn't want to lie to our listeners and just be like, nope, not doing it. So it put me in a weird place because now people are yelling at me on Instagram and sending me mean messages like, just tell us. I was like, well, I can tell you nothing, but I can't tell you everything yet. So anyway, just so you know that, go ahead, Amy. What do you want to know?
Well, have you been on more dates?
Well, funny you should ask.
Oh.
I will say that if it were a stock market right now, that it would have slightly taken a dip down.
Oh, why? Because of you or because of her?
Isn't it always because of me? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Thanks
not,
for
I mean, I don't know. I would say it's taken a slight dip down. I don't know why, but it's taken a slight dip down.
That's interesting. I was not expecting that. Really, honestly, I wasn't. Because I thought we were like full steam ahead, sort of.
I don't know where the steam's coming from, but... Listen.
So we shouldn't invest in this stock.
If I were you right now, I wouldn't. But Amy has a flashlight shooting me in the eyes.
Because I'm interrogating you.
Yes.
Ooh,
I would say right now it's taken a slight dip. Yes. A slight. It could. Listen, the stock could bottom out or it could go back up, and I'll let you know soon.
Ooh, wait, so did you have a talk and you told her, like, hey, we need to pull the reins back? Or.
Nope.
No, I think it just happened organically.
It just sort of slowly faded away.
Yeah, I wouldn't, and it's his fault. That's what I
get
take
the
from
flashlight out of my face.
I mean, we're okay. Let's say that this dips. This stock just goes straight to nothing.
Right.
Eventually, Enron. Will you ever say it goes Enron?
Yeah.
Will eventually you disclose who it was?
Possibly, but I mean, how weird is that for her? If I'm like, oh, guess who I was dating?
True.
You know, it's still going good-ish.
Oh.
How is...
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
When, if I am investing in stock and
know,
it drops, I'm watching the news and I'm like, oh, well, great. The world's going to crap.
Yeah. Yeah, the financial markets aren't the most secure. They could get secure again.
So what's it like going to dance practice after that? Like when you're like, are you down in the dumps? Is it awkward?
Ooh, good question.
A little bit.
Ooh, this current mood, actually, though, or situation could help your mood tonight.
Nah.
Why? You have to be, like, somber and...
No, I'm like a killer tonight. Like, I'm slow, methodical killer.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Which might be the right... Who knows? Listen, done. Thank you for asking. I'm not even going to Eddie for the Power 3.
Read us your last text message from her.
Oh,
let me see what this is.
Yeah. Just scroll to it and just read some of the last few words y'all have exchanged via text.
It was actually a pretty pleasant text message.
Any emojis?
Yeah.
Which ones? Hearts?
Well, so there's the thing that you do sometimes when you're being passive aggressive and you push just the emoji on the text message. Like, you don't send an emoji, you just hit the little emoji that pops up over the message on the new iPhone.
Oh, you think that's passive-aggressive?
Sometimes, yeah. Like,
okay,
I do sometimes.
Yeah, I don't use that stuff very much, but some people are really starting to use it a lot, and now you're telling me they're being passive-aggressive
no,
with me?
I think it's... Sometimes you can feel it. Anyway, you don't even want to know.
Okay, what'd she do? Did she question... Oh, sometimes if I don't reply to people yet, I get a question mark, you know, hanging over that comment.
Yeah. I don't want to read it.
Well,
cool. Fun game.
That was a lot of fun.
It wasn't my game. I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we might get lucky and you might share with us something like...
But anyway, it's actually a pretty pleasant text message. But it's been a while. So anyway, I'm done. There's your update. Everybody happy with that?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, it is what it is.
Eddie, would you have had your Power 3 list today?
Of course I have my Power 3 list ready. Whoa, a lot of updates, though. I've gotten a lot of updates.
What are... Oh, so are we going to go through it?
Guys, I'm telling you, it's not just Eddie's Power 3 update. This is all the B-team is hitting me up. My Twitter, it doesn't matter what I tweet anymore. It's all about my Power Top 3.
Okay. Do we want to...
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, it's dangerous. I'm getting really close.
I mean, I want to hear who he thinks.
Okay, I'm just going to say yes to all of them, okay?
No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. At number 3 on your Power 3 list. By the way, if I'm in any picture with anybody, I'm dating them, just so you know, at this point in my life. Go ahead, Eddie.
There is a producer for Dancing with the Stars. I don't know her name, but
Her name is Marlenda, and I'm with her a lot. She's awesome. Yes, I'm dating,
what's
dating
her name?
Her.
What's her name, Bones?
Marlenda, and we're dating.
Number 3 on my list, Marlenda.
Go ahead.
Juggling pumpkins with Marlenda, you're also dating her.
Super dating her. Yes. Couldn't date her any more than that. Number 2.
Okay, number 2, I don't know. Lindsay Sterling, the girl that was your partner.
Her too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the B team is like throwing screenshots at me saying that's her.
We did a podcast
together. Screenshots of what?
And we've been friends for 4 years. But okay, I'm dating her too. Screenshots of what?
Of you guys at John Mayer.
Yeah, you know who was the John Mayer? Me, Lindsay Sterling, Sharna, Morgan, another dancer, Grocery Store Joe, Kendall,
Candace Cameron.
You took a lot of girls.
Well, it was our iHeartRadio show. Go ahead, Eddie.
Number 2, Lindsay Sterling. And number 1, I mean, I'm still convinced it's Sharna, your partner.
Okay. There you have it. I'm dating her too, apparently.
Am I close?
I'm not answering. Yes, all 3 of them are right. I'm dating all 3 of them.
You're messing with me. You're messing with me and all of our B-teamers.
No, I'm not. I told you what. Okay. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Amy, so you paid money for a man to come to your house and talk to your dog. Not a dog trainer. A dog whisperer.
Oh, yes. And he is very clear that he's not a trainer.
What? Really?
Yeah. He doesn't train dogs. Nope.
So what?
No, he talks to
them. Does he say he does? What?
He communicates with dogs like he would you and me and us. Like, he doesn't have a special gift or anything that none of us have, but he just says he knows how to do it, and he teaches you how to do it. So that's what he did. He taught me and my husband how to talk to our dog.
So he's called the Doggy Llama.
Yes, that is
like
what he
calls Dalai Llama.
Yes.
Okay.
It's quite clever, and he was pretty awesome. My husband, first of all, because I heard about this from a friend who, you know, it's like word of mouth. He said his whole business is word of mouth. So anyway, she told me, look, he came. She's like, I know it sounds weird, but my dog's never been the same. And he works with wolves, too.
Are you sure? Or did you say
yes.
That?
No, he told us. Yeah, you can ask my husband any of this. No, I believe him. When he's in your presence, you will believe him. He walks in and you know he is alpha.
Why? What happened?
Like, even me and my husband are like, okay, whatever you want us to do.
What?
Whoa.
Like, he just knows how to own the room, which is what he wants you to do as the pack leader for your dog. Like, your dog needs to know that your boss, if you ever give your dog that feeling that, like, the dog is inferior to you. Oh, first of all, he says, you know, like, your little bee, you know?
Yeah.
But he says that, and he says the whole word, and he said it, like, 20 times. And my husband's like, this guy is coming up in our house. He's just cussing at me. Like, saying that my dog's making me a little bee. Like, I mean, it was a whole thing. But it was quite the experience, and it was 3 hours long.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he comes in. And what do you mean he's dominant? What's his presence like?
His position. He takes the dog right away, sort of letting him know, or her know, like our dog in our case, we have a girl, that like, I'm here with you. I'm your friend, but you're going to listen to me and what I'm going to say. He's not into like sit, stay, none of that. He wants you to, like, for example, we were talking about, well, we had people over for dinner the other night and the dog was coming up to the table and we just wanted her to sit and lay down and not bother us. And he said, well, what did you say to her? And we were like, sit down. Like, she didn't do any of that. And he said, well, why didn't you just look at her and say, Kara, we're eating dinner right now. We really don't. I'm dead serious. Kara, we really don't want you to disturb our guests right now. So if you would please go lay down over there so we can eat in peace, that'd be great. And you kind of just talk to them like in the voice that you mean it. You've got, I don't want to give away all of his, like, you know, whatever, but you've got these different voices. You have your Mother Teresa voice, your Dos Equis guy voice, and your Clint Eastwood. Basically, like, if you come up in my house again, I'm going to shoot your head off. And okay. I kind of said that to the dog because he said it doesn't matter really the words that you say. It's like how you say it. But he kept using the example of like, I'm going to rip your face off. And the kids, I didn't know they were in the room. And I was trying to, you know, get dominance over my dog. And I was like, Clara, if you ever do that again, I'm going to rip.
Why do you sound like Cookie Monster?
Oh, that's my Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Shoot. Do I need to work on that? So I said, if you ever do that again, I'm going to rip your face off. And Stevenson comes running around the corner. Mom, you're going to rip her face off. And I was like, oh, no, honey. You can, that's just, I'm just saying that so that she'll listen to me. And he's like, okay. But it was fascinating. It was so crazy to watch, you know, you assume the dominant position and the dog instantly responds. But there's things you can do that throw that off completely, which I'm totally guilty of doing. So I just have to know that I'm in charge and I have to be confident with it.
So is there anything I can take away for this room with you guys?
Oh, I asked him if some of this would work on my kids.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I don't know if it does. But I mean, I really feel like I could apply it. And you could probably apply some of it to us. Like, you know, you already do it, though. Now that I think about it.
I'm going to rip your face off.
Yeah, but the thing is with me, I know what your words mean. So I'm like, I'd be scared. Mm. Like, he just, its presence and tone and all of that is like, works wonders for a dog. I mean, we put food in front of her face and she didn't eat it because we established dominance. It was
so
crazy.
So it was worth the money to you?
100%. And he said we never have to see him again. And he left our house. He's like, y'all have a good day now, like Mr. Rogers. And he shut the door. I thought he was just demonstrating a trick of like not letting her come to the door. And then I literally thought he was coming back in, but that's how he left. And then I saw him getting in his car. I looked at my husband. And I said, he's not coming back in. He just got in his car and he drove away. And I mean.
And then your husband looks down, his watch is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, like valuables are still. No, he was amazing. And I would do it again. And even my husband, who was skeptical, was like, wow, that was amazing. I mean, he's been showing it off to anybody we encounter.
The doggy llama.
Yep.
The dog whisperer, you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So this bride found out the guy who officiated her wedding was a fraud. Did you guys see this story, by the way?
Yeah. No.
Awesome.
Happened?
Lunchbox telling me about the story.
So this guy online, he said he's the best around, the most efficient around. And so she hires him just off the internet. They get married, everything. And then he ends up stealing bridesmaids' credit cards and all this stuff. And he was just a fraud. So really, their wedding wasn't even legal. They had to get remarried later on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was arrested for larceny, impersonating a justice of the peace, and apparently some other things, too. They were doing a non-denominational wedding, so they hired this guy. He's 39 years old. And when she went to pick up the marriage license, it didn't exist because
he wasn't a licensed officiant.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, he didn't just scam them. He broke into the bridal suite and just stole stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's
not
like the
funny.
Worst
it's
part.
Not funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's not funny. It's not funny. The funny part to me is that they go to pick up their marriage license and they're not really married. So what their wedding day was not real. So they have a different wedding anniversary, everything.
Oh, yeah, that kind of stinks too, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, the stealing of the stuff is bad, but it's just kind of, it turns out good because you got arrested, but.
What are you going to say?
Well, I mean, the day I got my wedding, like, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's not the same day, but you could still celebrate it on that day. And then you have a really funny story to go along with your life.
Your bridesmaids don't. They got stuff stolen.
That's true.
By the way, coming up on Friday, November 16th, I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan at the Fraunthaw Center. Opening up for me will be Tennille Towns. I'll be doing stand-up comedy and a little bit of motivational speaking. Hey, Raymundo, this is like your hood, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's probably right next to where I grew up, maybe a couple hours away.
So is your family coming or no?
Yeah, the whole family's going. I got the nephew. I mean, I wish I could go and be there with them. But yeah, they're so excited to like just see your comedy. They honestly never get comedians that part of the country. So they're like, man, this is the first time we've had somebody super funny come up here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm around him all the time. He's funny. Well, and then they also asked me, they hit me up, they're like, can we do meet and greets and meet him? And I'm like, whoa. First of all, I don't even know if he's doing that. And second of all, I'll ask. I'll let you know.
So what do they want to do? Just say hi? Take pictures?
Yeah,
what?
They want to come backstage. Just say what up. It's the whole fam clan will be there. Dude, and it'd be so much to... They never do stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, we can... For sure.
Yeah!
That's awesome.
Of course.
Dude, I mean, that would be amazing, man. This is something... And my nephew, too, he never gets to meet anybody famous. You guys really, since your name is on stuff that he listens to, he thinks you're super famous.
How old is he?
10 years old.
That's pretty cool, Bobby.
Well, little does he know we're not that famous at all.
I know, but he's 10, so he thinks it's like, this is really, really cool.
No, we are famous, guys. Stop okay. with the, okay. quit downplaying it. You're doing a meet and greet with his family. That is famous. And I bet you the 10-year-old asked you for an autograph, and that makes you famous.
Yes, I'll be happy to meet them, Raymond.
Yeah!
I'll be... Muskegon, Michigan on November 16th at the Frauenthal Center. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. And then Greensboro, North Carolina on November 30th.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Grocery Store Joe coming in top of the hour from The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. That being said, I'm on tonight. I'm dancing again. If you guys would vote for me, that'd be awesome. All voting is a number. You just call and it goes, hey, thanks for voting. And then you hang up. And I believe you get 9 votes tonight. So the only way I'm moving on is if I get the votes of the people. And some of the, like, you know, good dancers, they're like, what's, how are you moving on? You're so bad. And I'm like, because my people, we're united.
Yeah. Our listeners are amazing.
Yes. Tonight, which by the way, I was on ET. So Entertainment Tonight's not covering me for some weird reason. And they were asking about me running for governor of Arkansas. Here.
I heard that maybe you were interested in running for political office.
Oh, I'll be the governor of Arkansas for sure. Yes, yes, yes.
That's a thing that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's already in motion.
I thought about running in 2018. But maybe 2022, probably 2026. Yeah, yeah. I do believe I will be the governor of my home state in Arkansas.
I love that. What do you want to change?
Well, listen, I grew up with very little, and my education was terrible. So what I want to do is fix impoverished places and fix our educational system, because I believe if you can learn, you can actually go and achieve. So that's really the core of what I want to help.
All right, so there you go. It goes on and on. But, yeah, what were we going to say, Amy?
I mean, this is like quite the proclamation. I know you've made it here, but this is taking it to other platforms. Like, you're putting it out there.
Yeah, if you don't set big goals for yourself, nobody else will. That's what I always say.
I know.
Nobody's going to set a bigger goal for you than you. So, but I do believe I will be governor of Arkansas. It with all my heart. Like, you see my heart right here? All of it believes that.
Yeah, no, I can tell.
So, yeah, tonight, Dancing with the Stars. I think that's it. Anything you want to say, Lunchbox? Are you good? We're going to bring Grocery Store Joe in here.
I can't wait for him to come in, but that's pretty big news that E.T. I mean, you already have people voting for you on Dancing with the Stars, and they're like, oh, that's going to be our governor. We'll vote for him even more.
Love it. Keep on voting, baby. If I win this, I may run right away. I may just go right and be governor.
You'll be the first governor to ever be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, to win Dancing with the Stars. We're in this thing together. I'm trying to hold that mirror ball above my head.
That's right.
But Lunchbox doesn't think I can win, though.
I was going to say, you're getting a little ahead of yourself there.
All right, I am.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Two officers responded to an attempted break-in at this grandma's house. They come, and someone had tried to kick in the front door. Well, they didn't find the suspect. They get off work, and they're like, man, we got to go help grandma out. They went back, bought a new door, and fixed her broken door for her when they were off duty.
Love that.
Yeah, that's off duty, too.
Yeah, so shout out cop Matt Boswell and Christopher Couch.
Yeah, Matt, Chris, shout out from all of us. That's pretty good. And shout out to all of our law enforcement out there. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, it's kind of crazy that I'm bringing on somebody that I guess I'm competing against, Joe, right?
Yeah, we are.
Like, I'm promoting...
And I just heard you said you're well, at least I'm doing better than Grocery Store Joe.
I did say that. No, I know.
I went right back at you. Don't worry.
But that's okay because Joe and I like share moments of... Oh, by the way, Grocery Store Joe is here, which I don't even call you Grocery Store Joe.
No, you don't have to. You know me on a personal level, so you can just call me Joe.
Joe is here. And Grocery Store... Why do they call you Grocery Store Joe? Because I didn't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, so I owned a piece of a grocery store when I went on the show. Then we sold it. It was my friend and I. And in my package, it was grocery store owner. And I got eliminated that first night, and that name just stuck and just ran with me the entire time.
Like went viral.
Yeah.
So they didn't put your name as Grocery Store Joe up on the graphic?
No. So what happened was I got a – yeah, because it said grocery store owner. And then I got eliminated the first night, and I got popular on social media, and – they just ran with the whole grocery store theme.
So they made it up.
Well, no. I mean, it was real. I mean, and I've been in the...
No, I know, but the name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the name's made up. And I was in the produce business like my whole life.
So Jenna is here as dance partner and Grocery Store Joe is here. I'm so intrigued by how you became popular through one episode of The Bachelor. Did you think, because you're out and you go and you lose, right? You lose.
Well, yeah. I guess that you just don't. You just don't get a rose.
So you don't get a rose. You go home the first day.
Yeah. It was
It was embarrassing. And when I got home, I told all my friends and family, I'm like, you know, it's going to be really embarrassing, but it's a minute. You know, I'm going to be on TV for what, a minute and 30 seconds, you know.
Cut to, he didn't even have social media before this?
I didn't have social media or anything. So I got social media because I knew, like, people were going to make fun of me. So I just wanted to be like, well, I'm not hiding. Like, here, you know, here I am. And I went from, like, 200 followers. I got kicked off that first night and got 50,000. And then they put me on Bachelor in Paradise, where I lasted the whole show. And then at the reunion, they said, hey, you want to go on Dancing with the Stars?
They didn't say, do you? They said, you're going on Dancing with the Stars.
No, he asked me.
Oh.
Chris Harrison said, do you want to go? We're gonna keep you in L.A. so you're close to Kendall. We're going to put you on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, eh. He's like, well, yes or no? And I was going to say no. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
So, Jenna, as a professional dancer, and you get Joe,
yeah,
who has no dance experience,
yeah,
which my partner is dealing with us too, because I have no dance experience. But one, you're getting a partner with no dance experience. But two, did you watch The Bachelor?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it had to be like a yin-yang, like, oh, this is awesome because I know this guy and I like him from TV.
Yes.
But I'm getting a partner that can't dance.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard. I mean, you know, I've had a Olympic athlete before. You know, I've had an actor before. And then to go from like that to just having a normal guy, I was like, you know, this is going to be a challenge. But I think it's all about what your partner brings to the table with their personality and how they are as a person. And I can tell you are the same as Joe, but he's a genuine good guy and I love spending countless hours with him, you know? And so I think it would be really miserable if he just sucked at dancing and then was also like a really sucky person. I think I would probably want to hurt myself.
I'm a great person who sucks at dancing. So.
Hey, to be fair, Joe, I think I said that. Well, that was the first week only. Were you on a different show and they said Valentine?
Yeah, but I don't
did Valentine's show
me,
4 weeks ago and I was like, I didn't even know. I didn't know it was Grocery Store Joe. I thought it was Vacation Joe. I was like, at least I'm doing better than Vacation Joe.
Oh my God.
At this point, though, you and I have forged a bond of, well, that wasn't so good,
yeah,
was it?
No. Just nerves right before the show, and then at the end, we're just like, eh, well, I guess we can try again next week.
I know, you are such sweeties, and I think America sees that, and they just, like, love you too.
I would
because
call and vote
journey.
For Joe. I told him, Joe and I were together at John Mayer a couple nights ago, and I said, hey, man, if I watch you dance, I don't call and vote for shows, but I would vote for you, because you are, like, representing me, like, someone who has no clue.
Yeah.
I also am representing me who has no clue, but no. Yeah, but Amy, what do you think about this? You're watching the show.
I mean, I'm struggling because I obviously like both of them and they're awesome, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a competition. Like, Bobby.
I know. It's like, why would you bring on your main competitor in the bad dancer competition?
But also, I mean, I would say, I mean, Grocery Store Joe, like, you have to find something and, like, at least you're getting talked about. Like, do y'all ever look at, like, you got the lowest scores at times.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like every week.
Every week we've gotten the lowest score.
Oh, it's every week? I was kind of giving you the...
Thank you.
I didn't know
yeah.
it was every week. But,
we're
you know, at least people, like, either you're really... If you're not... It's like getting you talked about. So, like, that's at least something that's going for you. And,
yeah.
How does your
I guess it's good to be the worst opposed to just like middle.
Yeah, because we honestly talk about you every single week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I'm a big fan. Even on this show, I talk about you guys. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't because I want to be the worst. But I'm like, I kind of like Joe and Jenna. They're kind of nice. Like, Amy, what happened? We did this group number, this group rehearsal, and I'm clueless. And they have me juggling.
I forgot we have to do that still.
Yeah, and Joe and I look at each other like, do you have it? Nope. All right, me either. And then I grab Jenna. And I'm like, will you teach me this real quick? And she does, and she teaches me.
I mean, you're just, it's a lot. It's chaotic. You're shot out of a cannon. You're like, learn all of this.
So,
and then you're just like, what?
Jenna, you're married, right?
I'm engaged.
Engaged. And then yes. Grocery Store Joe, you have your girlfriend that you met on Bachelor Paradise.
Yes.
And I sat behind her one night at Dancing with the Stars. She's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, but like, y'all are spending tons of time together and like each other. So there's rumors, like, we're dealing with, like, Bobby, what's going on with Bobby and Sharna?
Yeah, what is going on,
are y'all having
Bobby?
To deal with, like...
don't turn it on me. This is you guys' interview. I deal with this all day, every day. It's not about me.
But Bobby and Sharna both being single, like, it makes sense and we can talk about it. And they're not having to deal with significant prevent others being like, oh my gosh, you just spent single. 9 hours dancing with blah, blah, blah. Like, are y'all having any issues within your relationship because y'all are both so cool and good looking and awesome?
No, I think we have we formed like a brother-sister relationship. Like,
he's
right
like
off
the little
bat.
Brother I never she's, had, but yeah. He's 8 years older than me.
She's so. Like the little sister that I never had. So
and never wanted.
And also, Jenna's fiance is like the coolest dude in the whole world.
Yeah. No, it's awesome because my fiance...
He's such a good dancer. Like, oh,
he's on the show.
Yeah. The perks of having a fiance that dances and that has been eliminated. I'm so sorry, baby. I love you. But he comes and he's able to kind of help Joe and see what it's like to do it as the male figure. And so it's nice. It helps a lot. And yeah, no, we don't have issues.
When y'all are at home, do y'all just like sometimes just bust out dancing?
Absolutely not. There is a no dance policy at our house. And everyone's like, you guys are going to have the best first dance. Absolutely not. I mean, we're just going to slow dance, guys. Okay. We're not doing like a full production piece.
What were you whispering toward me?
I said, so you are single?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
So many people have asked me, Bobby. You should have let me know.
About
I have
what?
Some really cute friends.
Uh-oh.
Nobody ever asks if I'm single. Nobody cares.
Are you kidding? My mom asked if you were single.
Okay, well...
My mom has the hots for you.
Come on.
Okay, wait. You just said so many people are asking. Were you
and then she goes to her mom. I know.
Like, legit, like, hot friends.
Yeah, I'm in my 30s still. And she's like, my mom.
This is like the story of Bobby's life. Bobby, no, everybody's asking about you. My grandma,
yeah, my
mom.
She wants to know.
My aunt. I have some cute friends. Ooh.
Yeah. But everybody, you know, everybody just assumes Sharon and I are together and let them. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
What? I need to talk to Sharon. What is going on?
No. There's nothing. I'll say Joe knows. Joe and I have had outside moments of the show where we've spoken about things, but we don't talk about that here on the radio. This is about Joe and Jenna.
Hey, you ask me not to say anything, I don't say nothing.
That's true.
Got it.
And I'm not telling Joe's secret. I know a Joe secret, too. Yeah, that's all. We'll leave it there.
I hate both of you.
Okay, listen. So tonight on Dancing with the Stars, we'll be back on. We're doing Halloween night. Ooh. And our act is kind of dark. Our dance is dark.
Yeah.
You guys is like Halloween dark or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's...
Have you said what you're doing?
No.
You haven't said?
No.
Okay. We have.
We have the same dance.
The
style.
Argentinian tango?
Yep.
How do you say it?
Argentine. Just
put me and you in the middle, give them the same dance. Just let them do whatever.
We should just do a two-person group dance.
Yes.
Team dance.
Listen, I really like both of you guys.
Thanks.
And
likewise.
I put nobody else from Dancing with the Stars on this show. Because aww. I'm like, I don't. We're competitors right now.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like we're kind of in the same, we're in the same little canoe.
We are.
How about when we have to watch like the other contestants?
I can't
go.
Anymore,
it destroyed me last week because
they're so good. When Juan Pablo gets up and crushes it, I could train for 10 years and not do that.
Yeah, Juan Pablo's on a whole nother level. I don't even know what he's doing out there.
So I can't watch anymore.
No.
So good luck to you guys. Thanks for coming by the show. Lunchbox, anything you want to ask Joe real quick? I know you're a huge fan of The Bachelor.
Joe, are you getting engaged anytime soon? Come on.
We are taking it day by day, but we are living together, so.
Oh, you guys are living together?
Wow! Yeah.
How long have y'all been together?
Since we really got together after the show, so probably like 3 months.
3 months, and you're already living together?
Amy, he's out there, he's from Chicago.
The Bachelor world really expedites relationships.
Hey, you know what, Amy, too? Like, I've... Again, been able to spend a little bit of time with them outside of the world of television. They really are together.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Yeah,
it's a real
no,
life.
No, I believe they're really together.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't. I believe TV's all like,
No, me too.
Like, Joe, okay, I got a question for you. So did Kendall really have to come to your house, or did you know she was going to show up and get back together with you after the, you know, whole breakup in paradise? Had you guys been talking?
You could figure that out.
Gotcha.
Listen.
Okay.
Grocery store Joe. Jenna, thank you guys for coming by the show.
Right.
I really appreciate
thanks.
It. Tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So we did not win the Powerball, right?
No, we're not super rich. It was $700 million and
oh
we choked.
Gosh.
We didn't choke.
I mean, I'm so disappointed in us. Ugh.
Two winners will split the $687 million Powerball jackpot. Listen, I'm going to be honest. This kind of is anticlimactic after the $1.6 billion.
Right.
Yeah, but and after all the hype and we didn't win, it's very anticlimactic.
Owe you $40, Amy?
No, you don't owe me anything. I feel like...
What? A Lannister always pays his debts.
Wow, Amy, if you want to pay for my lottery tickets too, that'd be great.
No, but I feel like I owe Bobby so much in life.
Oh, sorry. Stop that.
I do.
Stop that.
What? Like, I mean, you don't, it's like, you're my boy. I got you. It's fine.
I owe you so much in life.
You'll catch me on the flip side.
Guys, I help you get here too. You owe me so much in life. Hello.
I tell people all the time, someone's asking me about the show. I said, listen, I didn't even get good until Amy got on the show.
Oh, come on.
That's what I say all the time. Like, and by me getting good, I mean, you just make me better. And I say that to people every interview. I'm like, listen, I'm just an idiot. I'm still an idiot. But when you have somebody that's really good next to you, it makes you look better. That's all I say.
Yeah, Sharna.
No, stop that. By the way, speaking of that, and I'll be brief about this, but Lunchbox went and asked people on the streets if they thought I could win Dancing with the Stars. Is that right?
That's right. I just wanted to get a voice of the people because you hear Amy and Eddie hyping you up. Oh, you can win. You can win. I just wanted to get real people to give you real opinions.
But I mean, do they watch the show?
Yes, they had to be Dancing with the Stars fans. I asked them, do you watch Dancing with the Stars was the prerequisite for the interview.
Nice word.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Bobby Bones, does he have a chance to win Dancing with the Stars?
He needs the vote. We got to vote. He's not going to win it with his dancing at all. But we need the vote. No, it's fine. He's working hard every week, but we need the votes. So keep voting.
So like he thinks you can win.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. We got a couple others.
All right, rattle them off.
Bobby Bones, does he have a chance to win Dancing with the Stars?
I'm with you. I'd say no. He's good. He's got the moves. He can dance, but he is overexcited. He just enjoys himself too much.
And that's going to cost him.
I think it will.
Bobby Bones, does he have a chance to win Dancing with the Stars?
He does. If he conquers his mind, then his feet will follow. He needs to build up some more confidence. He needs to start listening to you a little bit more, Lunchbox. You can help this man out. You're the difference between him winning and losing that show, Lunchbox.
All right, there you have it. Listen, that's I think good. People, they're kind of in the middle like I am. I think if I keep getting better, I can do it. Tonight I'll dance and if people will vote, like the guy said, we can move forward. Because next week, I hope I can say this is Country Week.
Okay.
Maybe I have said that.
How awkward if you don't make it to country.
I know. There was a marathon runner who broke his leg while he was running, which is a pretty amazing story. Lunchbox, you have this one?
Yeah, she was running and she had 200 yards to go and she breaks her leg. And she crawled on her hands and knees to the finish line. Oh, she's 19 years old. Snaps the leg and says, and finishes the race. Oh,
the story's great, but his noise is
Well, the fact that she snaps her leg and then she's probably crying the whole time.
But she did it.
She did it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Finishing a marathon is hard enough, but with a broken leg? Oh, come on. Sorry.
That's a good story. We'll put that up at bobbybones.com. Also, I did a Bobbycast with Lindsay Sterling. She was my trio partner on Dancing with the Stars. She is an electronic violinist, a dancer, a YouTuber. She's been on our show before. Do you remember her coming in and playing Amy or no?
I do.
You do? Okay. So we did a podcast, and this is her. I'll play this one. She went to a party right when she moved to Los Angeles, because she's not from here, as a Peter Pan party, and she gets there, and she's the only one dressed up, full dressed up.
Was it like a Mean Girls thing?
No, but here, listen to the clip.
I had just done a music video as a pirate, so I had a like legit Captain Hook costume. I opened the door. No one was dressed up. People were like, oh my gosh, like, what's your name? Like, oh my gosh, this girl dressed as a pirate. Oh my gosh. I ended up making so many friends. I was the conversation starter of the night, not purposefully.
Yeah, I said she got to the door. She's like, do I go in fully dressed when no one else is dressed, or do I just go home? And she was like, so I just went in. So it's a good story. She was talking about how people told her when she was first starting out she wouldn't succeed because she was way too different. Here's this clip.
People told me when I first was starting that I would never succeed because I was too different. Over and over again. You're just too different. We don't know what box to put you in, you know, from record labels and whatnot. Now when people say they love my art or they come to my shows and they fly across the country to come, the reason they're there, so different. It's refreshing. It's so different. And I think that the very reason I was told I would never succeed is the very reason I have.
I'll give you one more clip. Here she is. This is Lindsay Sterling talking about her advice to young girls who look up to her.
You know, I want them to see someone who has worked really hard to love herself. Because that's something that didn't come naturally to me. I think it takes work sometimes to love yourself. And so I hope that when young girls look at me, no matter where they're at in their emotional awareness or how they feel about themselves, they realize, well, Lindsay learned to love herself and works hard still to love herself. and it must be possible for me to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a good podcast. She talks about battling eating disorder. It's good. And she's like internationally super famous. So, Lindsay Sterling, there's a new Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can check that out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Lunchbox had a game night. It was Lunchbox and his wife and his wife's parents. And at some point during this game night, Lunchbox got so mad at his wife's mom, his mother-in-law, that he cursed at her. True or false?
True.
Now, you cursed at her. You didn't really feel bad about it because you thought she was helping her win the game.
Yeah, she wasn't playing fair, and she pretty much allowed my wife to win the game without trying her best.
And so what did you say to your mother-in-law?
I said, are you blanking kidding me?
So we talked about it on the show, and we were like, what? How would that even come out of your mouth? And also, relax. It's a board game. So you didn't agree with that, but then you texted her after our segment, and you said what?
We good? And 3 hours later, I got a text back that said, sure.
So now,
sure.
I know resolution. That's not one. Now, since then, you've actually reached out to her and called her, right?
Yeah, I picked up the old cell phone and gave her a dial because I was like, okay, I got to just make this awkwardness go away. So called her up. And
what are you feeling, by the way, as you're calling her? Like, as you're dialing her number or you're hitting her name in your phone, like, what's going through your mind?
How weird this is, and like, oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't answer, and so I can just leave a message. And she answers, and I'm just like, hey. She's like, hello. I'm like, how is everything? Good. And I'm like, I just want to kind of call and talk about what happened, you know, during the board game. And she goes, okay, well, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, well,
could you feel the tension, though?
Oh, you just feel the awkwardness.
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
And there's hesitation in between every, like, line. It's like, well, I mean, I think I got a little too into the game. I said, I'm just a competitive person, and that's just how I am, and I didn't mean to direct that language at you. And she was like, well, I just think you need to understand that we're just trying to have fun, and I hope you don't talk to my daughter that way.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. Like, awkward. I was like, no, of course not. And she goes, and you have a kid now. Winning's not everything. You got to teach your kid to, you know, just have fun. And I was like, well, yeah, my kid's 3 months old. He didn't know that I yelled at you like that. Like, I thought that was a bit of a cheap
stretch.
Yeah.
Well, why would you even argue here at this point? Just apologize. And move on. There's no need to argue about it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so we just kind of talked, and I was like, yeah, I'm a competitive person. I'm trying to work on it. I said, I've been trying to work on it my whole life. It's just it's part of me, and I'm my family is competitive, so I'm used to being competitive during board games, and obviously you're not that competitive. You just let people win. So
I don't think it's about competition. I think you cursed at her.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm competitive, but I wouldn't curse at her.
Yeah.
So,
like, you are competitive, but you also have lack of control.
You have rage issues at times.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, so, I get fired up.
So what did you say? How did you apologize?
I said, basically, look, I'm sorry. I should have never said that to you. It won't happen, you know, like going in the future if we play games. I won't say that to you. I will keep my cool, and I hope we can move past this because you got a lifetime of me because I'm married to your daughter. And she was like, yeah, you know, it's cool. I mean, I'm over it now. It just was, it's been a little weird, and I'm glad you called. Thank you for calling. And that was basically it. I mean, it was kind of awkward. And so
That's good, though. Apologizing is always kind of awkward, but it's needed. Like, I think it was good, right?
Yeah, good job.
I still feel awkward about it. Like, I still feel awkward right now. Like, I feel like the next time I see her, it's going to be awkward, but at least I called.
You had to do what you did, and you'll work back to normal now.
I just have a feeling Lunchbox is going to be so awkward and uncomfortable next time he sees her. He's going to like try to make a joke and curse her out again.
Listen, that's you made the right decision. The hardest thing to do is apologize, and you apologize. My advice would be if you have to apologize to someone, just lay it out there and apologize with no caveats. Like, I am sorry I did this. I will work better to improve myself. The end. That's how you apologize. Like, I have failed, and I'm going to try to not fail anymore. Not, well, my baby is only 3 months.
He can't hear me.
He can't hear yet. That's good, though. I like that. It's growth. We're seeing growth here. Yeah. We're seeing growth here. I like that. Yes.
I still can't believe she let her win, though. I mean, it's still frustrating.
There we go. Of course. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a drink you can pick up at Starbucks right now until Halloween. So you got a couple of days, and it's called the Witch's Brew Frappuccino. Ooh. It's purple and green drink that's mixed with orange cream, frappuccino, green chia seeds, whipped cream, and then some green powder on top. And it definitely looks amazing, but probably like way too super sweet and high, too many calories for me.
It's one of those where you have to go up and know a secret code and then do a special dance and then give them a dollar upside down and then hopefully they know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I think you just say, I'll take the witch's brew.
Okay, because sometimes they say that. They're like, go up, pull your left earlobe, kick into the air, and then spit on the person. You'll get a special drink. Yeah. You're like, wait, I'm not risking that to get a special Frappuccino dinosaur or whatever. Anyway, what else, Amy?
So there's a woman who removed her belly button like 3 years ago as an act of like, you know, she was just trying to act out to her family. And then I don't know if her boyfriend was into this, but at the time she gave him the belly button as a gift. Huh. Yeah. So, but her family, she just was really trying to make them mad. And now she regrets her decision and says it was reckless and impulsive. So I only share this story right now on the pile for anybody that's listening right now that's like, you know, just having a moment where they want to show someone in their life what's up. Really think it through.
Well, if I'm being honest with you, I was thinking about sending you a knuckle later today, Amy.
Like, it doesn't have to be a body part. It can be whatever. Oh. Like, it could even be, this is just an example of how you may, down the line, regret your decision and look at it as reckless and impulsive. So think things through.
Well, anything permanent, you can have that thought. You know, you have tattoos. I have tattoos.
Yeah.
And I guess most piercings could grow back into holes. But I've never heard of someone cutting their belly button completely out. I don't have, mostly a belly button. I have like a third or fourth of one because when I had surgery as a kid. But I would like to have had an extra belly button to have, you know?
Yeah.
I'm also, my love language is giving gifts.
It is.
So.
So maybe one day you'll give us.
Maybe I might give you guys a little something. Maybe like a tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that? Or that little hangy thing in the back of my throat? Huh? How about that?
What is that called?
Who knows?
A hangy thing in the back of the tongue.
Hangy thing? Yeah. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so if you're wondering what color is in for fall, like you're getting ready or you're shopping, you're like, what's the end color right now? It's neon green.
Okay, noted.
I know, you wouldn't expect that to be the in fall color, but it's being seen everywhere right now. So I'm just giving people a heads up so that they're, you know, on point with fashion.
I don't know that I've ever chased a color for fashion. Like, I like to wear cool things sometimes, but I've never looked for a color.
Oh, really? Like, last fall, I mean, and I'm still going to wear it, but last fall there was this one, like, brownish, reddish color that was in. I don't even really know how to describe it, but I bought, like, 3 shirts, and I would wear them all the time, and when I would show up at events, like, girls would all have on that same color. You could tell that was the fall color. So that's
I like camouflage.
Be.
Does that count?
Camo's always in.
I have a lot of camouflage things. I guess I'm chasing that color. The color of hiding.
Yeah, yes. You just don't want to be seen. Got
that's
it.
That's true.
I'm Amy. That's my pile. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow Lady Antebellum will be in, which is cool, and they're going to perform on the show. I always like it when they come in, and especially like it when they perform, because I don't know if you know this, Amy, but they're good.
Oh, no, I know they are. Yeah.
Let's go to Morgan number 2, see what's happening around country music. Morgan 2?
So Luke Combs shared that he has watched his fan base grow and even said that some of them have gotten married because they met at his shows.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, good for him. Good for them. We've had some listeners get married because they either met at an event we did or because it's just always an awesome thing to think that one, like, small part of someone's life you're able to be a part of.
What are the what did we used to do on Valentine's Day?
The singles mingle.
Singles mingle. We've had people meet there. And then second chance prom. We've had people do that together.
Yeah, that's good. What else, Morgan number 2?
The Pistol Annies performed their first show in 7 years in Nashville at the Ryman over the weekend.
Yeah, I heard there was some woman that was so belligerently drunk and was yelling during a show that Miranda Lambert grabbed her by the arm and walked her out of the place herself.
Whoa.
Oh.
Like during a show. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Wow. Wait,
there you go. All right, what else?
Carrie Underwood and her family are finally moving to a new house. They posted a photo on Instagram of the moving truck having all of their stuff in it.
Oh, I thought she posted a pic of her new house.
Oh, I was going to say she posted her address. I'll take her some bread and strawberries.
All right, is that it, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, that's it.
Amy, what's going on with you?
You know, the usual, just hanging out. I think today's tutoring, maybe. This week's sort of thrown off because of Halloween. I don't know. We're gonna miss a day of tutoring, so I think we're adding one tonight.
Oh, good for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. They like it or no?
No, they really do. They love it. Like, it's great. I love it, too, because, I mean, they're so much more talkative after they get done because I think they're a little, they've been stimulated.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I got co-ed soccer tonight, and then also I got dancing. I mean, Dancing with the Stars, so I got to be ready for that.
Of course, yes.
What about you, Bobby?
Well, as soon as the show's over, I go over and we start rehearsal. There's a live number where I have to juggle. Gosh, I hope I don't drop those pumpkins.
You go over there that early? Like, it's that long?
They're already there. They've been going for an hour without me.
Oh, wow.
Call time is usually at like 8:30 a.m. because you do a complete rehearsal, and then you rehearse the opening number. Then you do a complete dress rehearsal where everybody's, all the cameras are exactly where they're supposed to be. Everybody's dressed exactly the same. And not just for us, but for them to see all the outfits on camera. Make sure there's no like shines or glares or so. Then we do that. Then we rehearse the opening number. Then we shoot. It's a bunch of stuff. And then we go to our trailers for about 20 minutes, and then we go right back into the show. So everybody's so exhausted by the time the show starts.
When do you take a nap?
There's no nap. You don't have time for a nap.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't mind, watch tonight. Vote. That'd be cool. It's Halloween night, so I think the show will be interesting. Lots of monsters and stuff. Yeah. That's it. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.